News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Happy Monday. We are here. We are fired up at 7:05 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live, and it is, of course, working well. KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat pack. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. I just figured out what your voice reminds me of very first thing in the morning. One of those John Deere two-cylinder tractors when it first fires.
You ever heard my Harley in the morning then, huh?
Good morning.
Good morning. But here's somebody that's always firing on all eight.
Oh.
And maybe 12 cylinders. There she is.
Well, good morning. Currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. I'm sorry, honey. Our guest today brought in Heavenly Donuts.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know how it is when you gotta do the 24-hour fast before. Before you have your blood drawn, what a drag. It's always, isn't it always the biggest temptation?
Frank always brings in stuff like this. I should have known. I should have just canceled Frank. Nah.
7:06 in the morning here if you're just tuning in on this 25th. It is the week before Easter. I know a lot of kids are on break and we're so happy to have you with us this morning. It looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 71 and 30% of chance and a chance of showers this evening with temperatures around 48 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We've got a lot of stuff to cover this morning. Lots of stuff to cover this morning.
Did you know they finished their conservatory? They had their first wedding this weekend.
We're going to go up this week and check it out.
Yeah, check it out this week. And but as we always do, we start off our show every hour with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, and today it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is starting the week out positive, up 44 points at 14,556. The S&P 500 is up 7 at 1,564, and the NASDAQ is up 17 at 3,262. Active stocks today include Research in Motion down 36 cents at $14.55, and Dell up 45 cents at 14.59. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 2 cents at $17.17, and Exo Group is up 9 cents at $9.84. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 3.16%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.21 at $94.92. Gold is down $10.30 at $15.97. 50, and silver is down 2 cents at 28.67. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Great information they have and good people down there. Stop by Park Marina Drive. Okay, today we have Frank Rose today. We also have Wade Riggs rolling in here. And then at 8 o'clock, beginning at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Senator Jim Nielsen. And then at 8:30, Congressman Doug Lamoff is going to be walking in the office.
A full Monday morning
So we
here.
Have a pretty full Monday morning. Unfortunately, no guests the rest of the week. But we're putting them all on Monday,
yes,
and we're
do.
Just going to slide the rest of the week. You know what the worst part about this whole thing is today? Not the donuts. It's you can't have a cup of coffee. You can't have anything. You can't have a glass of orange juice. You can't have anything. And I've got to face just Bob that way. Not bad Bob, just Bob. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We want to talk about a couple of things that we did this weekend that were really big. Really big. And then we're going to get right into Frank.
Our Italian of the year.
Our Italian of the year and our veteran of the year last year, right? Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, Eastside Road, 365-1479.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around in the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Good morning. March 25th, it is 7:13 in the morning. Okay.
This is a great song. Right. I used to open my act with it.
Oh, okay.
So today, gonna we start off here? Our show with I'm So Excited.
I am so excited.
I know, okay, I know,
this weekend,
I know.
This weekend.
Are you there?
Two big events. Okay, two big events this weekend. Well, there's many big events, but one, the Turtle Bay Auction that you said that there was, it was a full house of 400 people there. Turtle Bay Auction.
Yeah, I'm still back in the song.
I know.
You just brushed right over it, and I'm still kind of in the groove.
We have a lot of things to do today.
Okay.
And let's stay focused.
So no, Turtle Bay.
No mission creep today. Turtle Bay was, I've got it written down here. Just look at the notes.
Okay.
All
right, sir. Yes, sir. God. No, Turtle Bay was fantastic. They, really, they came out afterwards when I was, I auctioned with, of course, Dave West. And, the auctioneer was Mark LaSalle, but, you know, Dave and I, emceed. It was a full house. It was a island theme. Really great. You know, the community really comes out in full force, right, for this event. And they did very well with their live auction, which is great.
And then I was at the same time over at the Gun Owners of California, and it was stacked. It was, they had more people there than they've ever had, over 360 people. Frank was there. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and Frank was there taking photos. There was Congressman LaMalfa came by, of course, Sheriff Bisenko, Gary Cadd was there, of course, Patrick Jones, but 360 people were there, and the people from the Northern California Veterans Museum put on the food, the buffet, and it was great. Rob Burrows, But it was absolutely, last year they had 95, this year 360. Unbelievable. A lot of guns changed hands that night, and knives and packs and pictures and everything you can imagine. Okay.
You still have to go through the 21-day or the 10-day wait.
10-day wait. Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, California. All right. Then we also went to a, you know, it was really great. You know, kind of it was a good way to end the weekend was we went to a swearing in for an Eagle Scout.
It was really spectacular. Congratulations to our buddy. It just made us proud. It was a very, you forget about the scouting program and to have, a young man go all the way from Cub Scouts in through and become an Eagle Scout. It's just, they do a ceremony where he pins the eagle on his mother. There's such respect and Luke Verhoog, congratulations. Verhoog. Yeah. It was the Eagle Court of Honor ceremony that we went to yesterday. The Boy Scout law, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
In other words, it's the staff of KCNR.
Well,
one other thing on this was, it's not on this one, but no, it's like 11.
We just wanted to really share this with you.
Yeah, 11 of the 12 astronauts that walked on the moon were Eagle Scouts.
Absolutely. And, so one of the things that, Luke's sister yesterday had, did a wonderful presentation, and we asked her for the script afterwards because this is really special, and I think it leads to so many leaders that we have in our community. Trustworthy in a world where words are cheap and promises broken. Loyal in a world where true commitment is hardly known. Helpful in a world where too many people think only of themselves. Friendly in a world where children are taught to be afraid of their fellow human beings. Courteous in a world where roughness and rowdiness are made out to be manly virtues. Kind in a world where so many people are hurt. Obedient in a world where authority is a dirty word. Cheerful in a world where clean fun is laughed at. Thrifty in a world where there is a constant push for selfish and senseless investments. Brave in a world where many good people do not dare to stand up for their convictions. Clean in a world where wholesomeness is regarded as square and chastity as antique. And reverent in a world where nothing seems to be sacred anymore. Amen.
Yeah, that was great. Super. And speaking of that, I think we have somebody here that epitomizes that with us today, and that's Frank Rose. Frank, you could be a Boy Scout.
Or Eagle Scout.
Or an Eagle Scout.
I started out that way, but I weirded away from it. But to realize all of the things that the astronauts have done, and where did they all start? Just like you said, they were Boy Scouts.
They were Eagle Scouts. 70% of the graduating class of the Naval Academy, and the rest of them are like 68%.
I think
Eagle Scouts.
Luke has 100 and some merit badges. And when you look at what it takes to have a merit badge and the world, the years of work with, and he did, let's talk about the fact that he, did,
they volunteered, he led a group over at the Good News Rescue Mission for the women's area there where they put together the whole backyard and rebuilt the whole thing there. So it was a great effort. But Frank, you make a great effort here in town. That's what I mean. You could be an Eagle Scout.
Italian of the Year. In order to become Italian of the Year, your peers have to. It's a very big honor.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've been taking photographs, stills of this event for the last 6-7 years. And then I have my wife put together a CD, and then I give them to Lou so they can have a keepsake. And I'm always amazed when it comes time for JT to recite the background of the person that they've chosen, and then I'm there waiting so that when that person is announced, I can be right there to take the picture and then bring them up on top of the stage, and then I take a picture from below up, and it's just a great, wonderful thing. But it happened to me, and I had goosebumps all over. I couldn't believe that was happening to me, and JT was reciting the background, and I said, I know that guy. And JT saw that I was catching on, so he pointed down to me, said, "Yeah, Frank, it's you." and then the spotlight hit me, and up the steps, I had to be rushed up to, and, Rose Nobley, who was the winner last year, was, presenting, the award to me, this year. It was a great thing. I'll tell you, it's amazing.
Well, you know what? We got to take a break here, but we're going to talk about Frank just for a couple more minutes because there's many more things that Frank does and that I think the community needs to know about. Veterans know about it, but he does a lot of things that, probably nobody ever knew. But Frank Rose is, you know, he embodies those traits that Linda just read. Of a Boy Scout or Eagle Scout. We'll be right back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. It's a Monday, 7:23 in the morning.
This pull up your bootstraps. Do it.
What has that got to do with it?
Just get the fire lit under your hiney this morning. 7:23 in the morning. It's currently 46 degrees.
It's this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Talk about getting bootstraps and hiney on fire. Go down there and go to Espresso Joe's where you get the best coffee in town. And if you want to buy the, you know, gourmet beans, they've got them for sale. They've got everything for sale. It has anything to do with coffee right there at Espresso Joe's. Go next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley have supported this community just like this man that's in our studio right now, Frank Rose, over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Let me just go through. Yes.
No, I was just going to say, in case, you know, as we're talking about this, here's the visual of Frank. He's the guy who always has some kind of veteran of the year, Italian of the year. He's always got a baseball cap on. He's always got a toothpick and a camera.
Yes.
And he takes photos everywhere. Let me just
and
go.
And he is such a community-driven individual.
He was the CVAC, which is the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council, Veteran of the Year in 2011. He was a, he has done, so many things for the veterans, photo documenting all veterans events. I mean, AMVETS, Veterans Day, Flag Day, Pearl Harbor Ceremony, Anderson's Veteran, I can't go through all of them. There's just hundreds of them. Supported the North Cal Veterans Museum and Heritage Center by volunteering as a dulcet guide. Active in community, active participant in the Sons of Italy. And, you know, they do so many things to help our community, cooking and serving and all of this for a variety of different events, including the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, which is this Saturday.
Correct.
He does, appear before the Reading City Council and Shasta Board of Supervisors to support veterans causes. Assisted the efforts to provide outreach opportunities in the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans, the Camp for Life at Whiskeytown, the annual stand down outreach, member of the support group for Igo Cemetery and the Veterans Home. You know, it just goes on and on and on. Frank Rose, thank you for what you do to our community, for our community.
Well, it's a pleasure to do it. And being a vet myself, Korean era, why you have to take care of that thing that everybody says, your brothers and sisters, because they all are. And it's a pleasure for me to do that and a pleasure for me to keep on moving. And like a lot of people say, don't you sit down. Well, I am right now, but most of the time I'm standing up. But
Frank Rose, if he wants them, he comes in here. He goes, so what do you think? And just the way that Frank says it. So you got room for this? Yeah, we always have room for what Frank
wants.
And
Frank came in the day that we opened, the doors of KCNR.
The day we opened.
And brought us the a darling gift that was, it was,
like
it was your sense of humor. It was like a baby present.
Yes.
Like a baby bracelet. And here's what happened. You're giving birth and you just totally got it. And you've been supportive ever since. So I can just imagine how, and you feel that way. I know that, you know, being a brother in veteran, in your veteran heart.
Absolutely. It's a great feeling when you go somewhere and, 90% of the people, I have to say that, are veterans. So they all want to shake your hand. They all say the same thing. Thank you for your service. But it's a thing when you're serving the community as well. There are more veterans that are serving the community than people realize. And that's an important thing. And I can tell you from all the people that I listen to that's on your program that come in, 80 or 90% of them are all veterans. Whether they're a councilman or a senator or what all. So, you know, you're just part of a group of people that love the United States and love your city and your town.
We do love our city and our town and the United States. I mean, we do. We may not agree. We may not all agree on the best way of getting there, but, I would hope is that everybody would have the best interest of our country, of our homeland and for our people. That's what I would think.
And congratulations once again, Frank Rose, the Italian of the Year. You have to have all of your fellow Italians that have to come together and say, you're the guy this year to wear the title.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And I have yet to come to the council meeting, which is the first Monday of the month, and hear all of this when we have the council meeting. But it's a big pleasure. And I'm very proud to wear that honor.
Well, you've done so much, like I said, for our community, Frank. And we just wanted to give a shout out to you. Besides that, you were also the bocce ball champion of Paisano Days, which you've said was just as big.
When's that coming
again?
That's
as big as anything.
When are the Paisano Days?
That's the first weekend in August.
It's oh boy! Well,
it's your birthday week. Yeah, you know
what
the other thing too is that we can't even enter a bocce ball. Am I saying that right? Bocce. Yeah.
Bocce.
Bocce.
Yeah.
I can't even. We can't
you
put
can't
in a bocce ball
can't play
because
it
takes. They've got a 3-year waiting list to get on there. How about? Can we just kind of toss one?
I hear the tournament's
sure.
amazing.
Can we always toss one.
Oh, we always toss one. Okay.
Frank Rose, thanks so much. We're gonna have to take a break here at KCNR 1460. Our morning show here until 9 a.m. this morning is chocked full of great guests with a lot of information to kick off this first Monday. What are you saying there, Bob?
He's saying we got to go in
the
30 seconds.
Oh, I thought so. I didn't know if he was saying it's this big.
Frank Rose, thank you so much. Italian of the Year, Veteran of the Year.
Thank you.
Great man. All right, we'll be right back. Wade Riggs, as soon as we get back from our break.
Yeah.
the Fox Business Network, stocks are trading higher in early morning trading after positive news from Europe. Cyprus and its international lenders have crafted a last-minute deal to avert a financial collapse. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up roughly 46 points. On the downside, shares of Research in Motion are falling today. That after Citigroup expressed disappointment in this weekend's U.S. launch of the BlackBerry Z10 smartphone at AT&T. Goldman Sachs downgraded Research in Motion to neutral on a similar premise. The BlackBerry maker hoped the launch would be a game changer after years of falling sales. And with Easter just days away, candy maker Nestle is recalling four varieties of its Kit Kat Chunky bars in eight countries. This after consumers in the UK found plastic in the product. Kit Kat Chunky Collection giant eggs are also being recalled. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Brett Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and the Bot, 734, March the 25th. Hey, tonight, they're having a prison realignment challenges and goals, with the panel's gonna be Tom Basenko, Rob Poletti, Donnell Ewert, Jessica Delaney, and Wes Foreman. It's gonna be at the First United Methodist Church. Starts at 7 o'clock, should go to 8:30. Contact Sue Morehouse at 917-4619 if you have a question.
March 25th, today, if you're waking up going, oh, where am I? Well, the good morning to the North State. 7:35 in the morning and 46 degrees in a beautiful day. Mostly sunny with temperatures around 71 of high, of our high skies and chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 40 degrees.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Give them a call at 530-241-7866. Estate Granite did our, kitchen and just did a great job. Mike Huber and his crew just do wonderful work at very competitive prices. Again, give him a call at 530-241-7866.
Very happy.
Okay. Wade Riggs, his name has been in the papers lately. The first time it was when the, and it all has to do with the cable access channel. The cable access channel came up for review, a few months ago. Rod Dinger said, you know what, there's, things that had to be changed. And so what they did was they put a request for proposals out, RFP. And with that RFP, three organizations came back, made up of people, of course. One was RCAC, the original group. The second one was the Shasta Media Council, I think was the name of it. And the third was the Shasta County Arts Council. The rules on it were that you had to send in a written presentation and then give a verbal presentation to experts, a group of experts they brought in from two other cities that had cable access channel, somebody from the Office of Education here, somebody from the city staff, and it made up a total of five people. So the presentations were made. And then they were all graded, and the grades could go from a 0 to 103. The Shasta County Arts Council graded at 92 or 93. The Shasta Media Group came in at like 75 or 76. RCAC came in at a 40. So when they went up to present this to the council to say, okay, here's the vote, here's who we think it should go to, it erupted there. When it was found out, it was at that point, it was brought up that Wade Riggs, who was the president of the Shasta County Arts Council, had problems with the law. And that caused a problem. And the second thing, was that the RCAC owns the equipment and says, we haven't decided to give that equipment up. We may just keep that equipment. So it from something that was relatively simple into a morass, including dragging a man through the mud and his family. Wade Riggs is here today. Wade, good morning.
Morning, Carl.
Now, we just had an article, a follow-up article on the Record Searchlight, which I thought was a pretty good article, that talked to you. Now, the whole thing that started was, that you were, had been, convicted of embezzlement.
Right. In 2003, an ex-business partner accused my ex-wife of embezzling money, which, this is hard for me because, you know, when people come after me personally, I got a problem with that. But when they go after my family, I got a hard problem with that, and I become very emotional.
Because dirty politics, so.
And the timing on this. I received a call 45 minutes prior to the city council meeting that this has become an issue because of an anonymous phone call.
Well, you were being investigated.
Right. But bottom line is, my ex-wife is a good lady. It was a dispute between business partners and, I was accused basically because I was married to her. I had worked for the company, but had been out of the company for over 5 years at the time that this happened. Bottom line is, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. And, you know, basically we had an attorney who said all they have to do is prove that she wrote one check that she wasn't authorized to make. And, you know, she's going to go to prison. And at that point, the DA came back and offered a plea arrangement and said, look, plead guilty and we'll guarantee her no prison time. And I told him at that point, I'm not going to plead guilty to something I didn't do. And they said, well, plead no contest and we'll guarantee her, you know, again, no prison time. And then your record will just be expunged, you know, once an agreed upon restitution is paid. And They did. I mean, they kept their word. She didn't go to prison. But what they did do is they sent her to a restitution center in L.A. And at the time, it was tough. I mean, I had a 9-year-old daughter and two kids in high school. And all of a sudden, their mom's gone for a year. She came back, and there was some restitution left on the balance. I refinanced the house. We paid it off. And as far as we concerned, that was a done deal. My record was cleared. And we would move on with our lives. And since that time, my wife and I, unfortunately, divorced in 2008. And I've since remarried. And of course, now, there was something written that my current wife was my ex-wife. So basically they're stating that my current wife was the one who did this. And that's not fair to her. People are talking without knowing all the facts.
Right.
You know, I mean, have I made mistakes in my life? Absolutely. But I've also tried my best to be an active part of this community and try to do some good. And, for people to attack my family, man, that's hard for me.
All right. Well, let's take a break right there and let's pause. And we, as people listening to this radio program right now, that's why you should not, anybody, sling mud, because it is, can affect someone's life. And I just want to share with you, I want to say my feelings about Wade Riggs since I've met Wade since he's come to town and the good that he's done here. But we're going to come back and we really appreciate you coming on the show to talk about your side of the story. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, K KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Our chat room's open. Many people in the chat room today. KCNR1460.com, March the 25th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. They're there. They fix it. They treat you like family. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Great people down at Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Wade Riggs. And, Wade was, you know, was, in, the paper was reporting on what was happening. I don't even know, did they even mention your name?
Yeah.
They did mention your name. Okay.
Yeah.
And it said that, oh, here's a guy that had been arrested and convicted for a felony when indeed the case had been dismissed.
Case was dismissed, and there was rumors that I went to jail, which I never did.
Now, my favorite part is on the comments. You know, I hate the comments on the record searchlight. The cowards that have no names, no faces, that don't put their names out there, and they've said why is because they don't want repercussions from people actually coming to him. But the one that accused you of being a murderer.
Yeah.
There was a murderer that disappeared. No, I'm not kidding. Bad Bob, you're looking at me crazy. It was in there. Somebody disappeared about the same time you showed up, and it was a murderer from Hawaii or something like that.
Yeah.
That wasn't you, was it?
No. And, you know, the problem with things like that is, I have kids. You know, when my wife and I married, you know, we've been together for a couple of years, and, she has kids. And although my wife is aware of everything, the kids aren't, because it's not one of those things that you bring up in casual conversation with children. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're subjected to this, and then they're going, what's going on? You know, and, sorry.
No, but I mean, here's the reality is that things happen. Your record or whatever that has been expunged. Mm-hmm. Case was dropped. Never talk about that. That door is closed. So, you know, this is the dirty underbelly of we're talking about politics. It's like bringing something up, you know, you kind of think like, is there a little fishy smell going on here? I think there is.
Well, I'm not talking about.
I'm not talking about you and your past. I'm talking about why do you need to put this out and talk about rake you through the coals for somebody else trying to get this RCAC situation.
But now let's say this too is that it wasn't somebody from RCAC or the other team.
No,
it was not them.
It was anonymous.
And we know that it wasn't them because we've talked to the people.
Right.
But I don't
know.
Still
fishy.
No, and the thing is, I have respect for the other groups that have submitted proposals. You know, but to be clear, you know, the city contacted the Arts Council and asked if we were interested in submitting a bid. You know, it wasn't something that we actively pursued. They came to us, and Deborah Lucero, who's our executive director, you know, she brought it to the board. And after a lot of discussion, the board decided this makes sense for us to pursue. And we did so. But, you know, this has quickly become very confusing.
It is confusing. And that's what we don't need. We need some clarity and we need to move forward. Hey, Wade, let's talk about in the paper yesterday. There was an article, again on this very, you know, coming up this Wednesday. There's going to be more, at the city council. What's happening with you?
Well, basically, we're supposed to go back before the city and basically do the same presentation that we did for the independent council that the city hired. We're supposed to go back and basically do it again. But the problem is, you know, and I'd spoken with, Kurt Starman at the, downtown collaborative luncheon, and I said, well, you know, the equipment, obviously, whether we get or don't get the equipment would change everything. And he says, well, just, you know, go ahead and do your presentation and then just, you know, add a little caveat that all of this could change, you know, based upon the equipment issue. And, you know, the only problem that I have is that, the Arts Council is a nonprofit organization. And so, you know, to put staff hours and time into basically reinventing the wheel is costly for an organization that operates on a shoestring budget. And so, you know, the board's direction was just, you know, don't do anything. Basically, we're going to go back in there and do the same presentation and hopefully get some information that allows us to move
forward. Well, the whole thing's a mess, you know, where, you know, the reason it was brought up for a request for a proposal was because they weren't doing the job over there. I mean, you know, fine. I mean, if they want to come on and tell me they were, I'll be glad to debate them about it. Mm-hmm. You know, things about not, you know, presenting the funds and all this, but even putting shows on. Now, they're saying it's changed in the last, you know, 6 weeks. But the bottom line on it was, is that the decision was made using the rules that the council made up. And then they changed their, of course, they changed their mind. But the big thing was, is that the equipment right. that RCAC, because of the way the city wrote the contract, the city attorney's office wrote the contract in such a way is that all the equipment, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment bought by the PEG funds, from the charter, from the people that belong to charter, communications, paid for all this equipment, paid for everything. But it allowed the RCAC to keep the equipment at the end of it instead of being transferring it over like it had before.
Right.
So it could be a community access channel.
Right.
Your community. Yeah. That means you, anybody listening that wanted to put on a specific show for your community. Say it was a high school and you wanted to put on a special program. That's what your community access channel does. Your tax, part of your taxes pays for that.
It's the part of the money you pay for the cable channel to charters, not part of the taxes. This is separate from that. That goes for something else. But as far as the community access channel, that comes right from the funds and the channels provided by charter.
Right.
But they have to. It's by law. They have to.
Right. And we were excited from the Arts Council standpoint because, I mean, to be able to move the facility to the Arts Council, you have a lot larger facility. I mean, the current facility is nice, but their studio doesn't allow for a studio audience. Whereas at the Arts Council, we have that facility, which opens up a lot more possibilities for production. And we've got some excellent people that are involved in our advisory council who have years of production experience. You know, we would invite people who are currently involved in RCAC to come be involved. I mean, it's not some elitist organization that we're trying to establish. It's community access, and that's what we're about.
Okay. All right. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Wade Riggs. One, we wanted to give Wade a chance to clear his name on something that shouldn't have happened anyway, and to let him outline what's supposed to be happening with the RCAC and why all this stuff started, essentially. And that's going to be settled, we think, I guess it should be settled this Thursday.
Well, it's going to be approached Wednesday night is it Wednesday night?
No, it's Thursday night.
Thursday night. Yeah,
on the 28th. So it'll be Thursday in the afternoon, in fact.
Thursday
afternoon. 2:00. Okay. All right, Wade.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR.
And do you think that we've grown up differently?
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR, 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning.
We have a caller on the phone, but before we get to Don, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food, supplements, and healthy and beauty products. Love that place. North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, 2221 on Locust Street in Reading. So go by and visit them. Let's go to the phones and find out what's on your mind, Don.
Well, good morning there, you two.
Good morning, Don.
So last week I was reading the local newspaper, and the headlines were something like, La Malfa, where are the bullets? And then it was a story, as people know, about Mr. Jones, who owns the local assault rifle store, and
he doesn't sell assault rifles there, Don.
Oh, yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. Yes. What's your definition of an assault rifle, Don? I'm not going to. What's an assault rifle?
More than 10 rounds at a time, for sure.
Well, wait a minute, then. My shotgun can do that. Is that an assault rifle?
Well, you got a assault.
No, I've got it. No, I don't. I have a shotgun. Is that it? You just said any weapon that shoots more than 10 times.
All over. And Mr. LaMalfa.
There is a shortage of bullets.
And I was hoping that the headline would have read, LaMalfa, where are the jobs? I just went to his website, and I can't come on at 8:30 when he's there. I have to go to work. And I just went to his website, and there's not a word on his website about him finding jobs in his district.
How about Dianne Feinstein? How about, is it on hers?
And other subjects that are really not related to his constituents here in
No, his constituents up here, if you look.
I hope you ask that question of him when he gets on. You know, what are you doing? What is your plan to create jobs in Congressional District 1, Mr. LaMalfa?
Okay, we can talk about jobs.
Good.
But
good.
Are you calling Dianne Feinstein and asking? Wait a minute, my turn. Are you going to call and ask Dianne Feinstein the same thing? What is she doing to do anything up here for the North State?
Yeah, but I want you to have her on first.
Well, do you think that Dianne Feinstein's going to come? Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Do you think Dianne Feinstein's going to come on any show up here in the North State?
Well, she comes to Reading more than any.
Really? When's the last time she was here?
She does come to Reading.
It's what, incognito, but comes up here and fly fishes?
She comes and she goes to the Rotary and different organizations. But you could probably get her on the phone, you know.
Oh, I've tried. We've tried several times.
All right. I've got a special line. I'll have her call.
You have a special line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what jobs are, you know, and it's, you know, people are spending an inordinate amount of time. It is true over this assault weapon thing. You know, who cares what kind of weapon I have? Do you care?
Well.
Do you really care what I carry?
I live in Reading where there's 413 SB-109ers, and I'm beginning to think they all have guns. Illegally.
Well, they're illegal guns.
Our poor.
You need to get yourself your own gun.
Is overwhelmed by them.
Don, you need to get your own gun.
That's where I'm coming from. And I don't want to have to get a rifle just to protect myself or a gun.
Well, where you live, you should.
I just feel comfortable in my home as I have been for years. And then all of a sudden, boom, we have this explosion of released prisoners that, you know, not all of them.
Well, that's a Governor Brown thing.
Creating havoc, but enough are that it's making people real nervous here.
It is. You're right. Another reason to be armed.
Well, I'd rather talk them down.
Okay. Hey, we got to run. We got to run. Hey, hey. Take care. Wait, no, we got to run. We got to take a break here at 8 o'clock. Senator Nielsen should be on the phone when we come back about 10 after.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Here's the first of two much-anticipated gay marriage cases. It decides to consider yet another challenge to affirmative action. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
A Michigan law prohibiting racial consideration as part of the admissions process at state colleges and universities was tossed out by federal courts. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear an appeal later this year, a case that could have wide-ranging implications for affirmative action policies. That law was approved by voters after a split Supreme Court upheld the University of Michigan Law School's affirmative action policy. The court has still not ruled on a challenge to the University of Texas admissions policy, also using race as one of many factors, Dave.
Jared, for the first time as Secretary of State, John Kerry's in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
The Secretary of State is meeting with President Hamid Karzai in the capital, Kabul. His visit comes as the U.S. hands over the last prison in their control to the Afghanis. The deal over Bagram Prison was delayed over disagreements about holding people under administrative detention thought to be dangerous. The commander of NATO forces there says the transfer of power is meaningful.
It's a small step towards the transformation that will occur in the years ahead.
The transfer of security responsibility to the Afghan forces is one of the issues Kerry is discussing with Karzai. Dave?
And Emily, Detroit's emergency manager goes to work today, appointed by Michigan's governor to fix the city's troubled finances, but Detroit pastors leading a protest of that financial takeover. Cyprus is getting its bailout, $13 billion from Europe to avoid going bankrupt, but on Wall Street, the Dow is down 61. We're still waiting to find out who my new best friend is in New Jersey.
With $338 million, whoever they are, they can secure themselves a very wonderful future.
That Powerball fortune is the fourth biggest ever, remains unclaimed, but State Lottery Executive Director Carol Hettinger says the winning ticket was bought at a liquor store in Passaic, New Jersey. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
What would the U.S. do if North Korea really acts on any of its threats?
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying a new agreement sets out how to respond to a small-scale attack by North Korea. The U.S. is bound to defend its partner in all-out war, but the new agreement is thought to fill in the gaps. What to do if the North does something like attack a South Korean island, as it did 3 years ago? Few details, but South Korean officials say the new pact makes clear how Washington would coordinate with Seoul. More than 28,000 U.S. troops are stationed in South Korea, where the North has been threatening everything up to a nuclear strike in response to new U.N. sanctions last month. Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
President Obama is about to grow America. Later this hour, he'll swear in new citizens in a naturalization ceremony for active-duty military members and civilians. And then after that,
President Obama today will announce 5 new national monuments. They include First State National Monument in Delaware, which also happens to be the first national monument in the first state. Also being named today, Rio Grande del Norte in New Mexico, Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad in Maryland, Charles Young Buffalo Soldiers in Ohio, and San Juan Islands in Washington State. The president is making the designations under the 1906 Antiquities Act, which allows presidents to set aside important natural, cultural, and historic sites for permanent protection. Covering the president, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Ellis Island is still off limits for tourists in New York City and will be all year.
Ellis Island's infrastructure was seriously damaged during Superstorm Sandy. There's still no electricity, and many of the exhibits have been removed until repairs can be made. Meanwhile, the Statue of Liberty, located on a nearby island, will reopen by July 4th. That island was also damaged in the storm, but the statue itself was unharmed.
That's Fox News Radio's Don Matheson. And the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16 is set, and for the first time ever, a 15 seed has made it, Florida Gulf Coast University. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning. Phone line 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's March 25th. It's what? Is that temperature right? 47? Are we even close?
It's pretty darn close.
Okay, 47. All right. Hey, we've got a very, very packed show today. So we're going to go right to our Wells Fargo advisor for our market minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 43 points at 14,468. The S&P 500 is negative 1 at 1555, and the NASDAQ is down 6 at 3238. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 9 cents at $12.47, and Dell Corporation up 39 cents at 1453. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is down 62 cents at $78.02, and Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at $5.11. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.92%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.32 at $95.03. Gold is down $7.90 at $1,610, and silver is up 3 cents at $28.73. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They've got great advice on where to make your investments and what to do with your money and just what's going on Wall Street. Or stop by Park Marina Drive in Reading. All right. Let's go to the lines. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I understand you got a big night tonight.
We do.
Yeah.
We will be having a town hall with our first congressional district representative, Mr. Doug LaMalfa. And that is at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church. And I do want to recommend that people arrive early in order to get a seat.
Okay, well, he's going to be on the show today at 8:30, so it'll be kind of like a preview of what's going on.
Great.
I know that he has a lot to say about what's happening back in Congress. So that that starts tonight at
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship.
Again, arrive early.
Yeah, Destiny Fellowship. Yeah, because there's only so much parking there. How many people can you can get? Like what, 400 people in there? Maybe.
I don't know that we can even get that many. I want to say it's closer to 300.
Okay.
But we usually pack the rafters when he comes out. So
okay.
We usually have people standing along the sides of the room.
That's
so,
true.
Just want to give the folks a heads up.
It'd be a chance to ask the congressman a question. And
right. And the town hall will be primarily question and answer. So they'll have an opportunity to ask their questions.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks
have
a lot.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Yeah.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, I want to hit the weather one time, and then we'll take a break and see if Senator Nielsen has gotten into us.
All right, currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 71 degrees. Tonight, chance of showers with temperatures around 48. Looks like we're going to have a slight chance of showers on Tuesday night, Wednesday throughout the week. Looks like with that about 50% chance of rain throughout the rest of the week. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. In fact, we're going to go up this week and have lunch and check out the new
conservatory up there.
Yes, the new conservatory.
And they had a wedding there this weekend. They've got 17 or 20 or 23 more weddings planned here for the summer and all that. a great place to go up there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Redding Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Redding. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Redding, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back, Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. They're waiting for Senator Nielsen's call, but we have another call here. Lydia, good morning.
Good morning. I'll try to be brief because I know you're waiting for Senator Nielsen to call.
We'll wait.
I had written to Dianne Feinstein on January 8th, and I'm still waiting for my written response that I asked for. I don't think she cared for my letter. One of the things I mentioned, I won't read the whole letter to you, but I'll just tell you what was in it. I just said I believed instead of putting forth new gun laws and restricting guns and ammunition, we needed to enforce the gun laws that we already have on the books. Also, I thought we should address the real problems. The young people are surrounded by violence in the movies and the many video games that they play. I was involved at the school district for over 25 years, and I've seen a lot of students heavily medicated and the medicine dispensed by school employees. The family unit is almost non-existent, and many young people are raising themselves. Anyway, that was the gist of the letter, and I thought that, you know, we needed more mental facilities to help these people when they start showing signs of mental problems. And like I said, she decided, I guess, my letter wasn't worth responding to because I'm still waiting for a response.
Well, you know, we live north of Sacramento.
Right.
You know, and that right there, you know, kind of, I think, answers a lot. They take a look at your zip code and they go, oh, it's, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, we have asked, Feinstein to be on the show several times. We always treat people here with a great deal of courtesy right. and respect. Just right. to come on and just, hey, you know, you're our senator. Why don't you come on the show and just tell us, you know, why you want to do this? You know, right. you know, why do yeah. you, why aren't you working for jobs in the North State? Or what are you doing to work for jobs in the North State? What are you doing to support us up here? You know, right. and, but it doesn't seem like, that, Dianne Feinstein really cares to do that. Or Barbara Boxer.
Yeah. I think they both have their own agendas, and as far as anything other than the Bay Area or in the Sacramento area, they could care less.
I am starting to believe that.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to Senator LaMalfa, and I won't keep you. You and Linda keep up the wonderful work
Thank
that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Lydia.
Okay.
Thank
you,
Lydia.
Have a beautiful day.
All right.
Okay, bye now.
Right. Should we take an early break? Let me take an early break, and we're going to figure out what we're going to do here on some calls that are coming in, and make sure that we are able to give you the attention you deserve here on the air this morning on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with this early break.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and we get the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the premiere opening of Paradise Lost and Found, written by Pat Cook. A comedy full of twists and turns that will leave you guessing until the surprising end. Opens March 16th through April 6th. Tickets available at Cascade Theater box office and online at thecascadetheater.org or theriverfrontplayhouse.net. All aboard the fun bus. See you there.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
When the lights. You gotta wait. Sometimes you don't wait for that. Boom, boom, boom. That's like magic is right there.
Yeah, well, you know, my boom, boom, booms I'm used to are 50 cows, okay? Hey, you know, your boom, boom, boom
okay,
is you know, like music.
Portion of the show, I have a great article for you after this.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. We head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram dealership, and serving Redding and all of the North State. You know what? They have got a car, truck, or SUV that you want. I know that. It's either new or previously owned. Makes no difference. They have them. You just need to drive by. Just, you know, the salespeople there take great, great pleasure in making great deals for their neighbors here. And their service department, of course, is second to none. In and out quickly, keeping your car and truck or SUV very safe. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading, or give them a call 530-223-2177. You know, travel a little bit. Drive that 50 or 60 miles to make a great deal at Reading Crown Motors.
Well, we had a cluster of calls that were coming in, and some callers were dropped off because of, you know, cell sites, whatever, and all that. So we're waiting for them to call back. In the meantime, an interesting article, Carl. The headlines, as women gain strength and money in the workplace, households take on a whole new vibe. Like, for instance, she's a soldier. He's a stay-at-home dad. She works at a booming software company. He's starting a graphic design business. She's a business executive and electrical engineer. He's quit many jobs to move for her career advancements. This is kind of a world that when we grew up, it wasn't like this. Right. These are real life examples of how changing gender roles in an evolving economy have reshaped American society in barely a generation. From an Aussie and Harriet nation found in the classic 50s sitcom to one which Harriet is increasingly the breadwinner, while Aussie stays home with the kids.
He stays home with Ricky and Dave?
Yes. Well, you would. Okay.
Maybe that explains a few things. Anyway.
So today when one of the spouses works full time and the other stays home, it's the wife who is the sole breadwinner. As reports are starting to say, more and more women are the breadwinners in a record 23% of families, the analysis finds. And the census started tracking this in 1976. The number at that point was 6%. That's how much it's changed.
Well, I imagine it will. I think it will probably continue to change as more opportunities open or that people take advantage of that. I mean, right now, they're starting to have to use affirmative action to get white males back into colleges and universities since, there's a, you know, lower and lower percentages of them heading off to college and universities. And law school right now, there's more women applying and being accepted into law school than there are men. Now, this is going to continue and continue on. The stupid thing to try and, this terribly ill thought out plan to put women into the infantry. Oh, it's got to be, we've got to open up all these fields into the infantry and the special forces and all this and that they're looking at right now. How ridiculous is that? Is it, you know, I mean, that part's ridiculous. But let's go back to something that happened earlier. Late in the last hour, was Don called in about, you know, about people with weapons and bullets and all these things. And then there was the editorial, but we'll let Congressman LaMalfa address the editorial, but what, Bob?
Did you catch that crack about Jones's assault weapons store?
Yeah, I know. You know, see, and here's the thing is,
wow.
if you let that go by, that means you kind of tacitly agree with that. There are no assault weapons in Jones's fort or Bastiani's or other places. Not even the Sportsman's Warehouse. An assault weapon is a weapon that's able to shoot automatic, you know, not just semi-automatic, but also on automatic fire. That's your definition. You can put anything else on it. Oh, something that shoots more than 10 rounds. Well, my shotgun shoots more than 10 rounds. Oh, yeah, it does that. You can do that. And does that make it an assault weapon? It would be if you broke into the house, probably. But I'm just saying is that, you know, but here are the things that are wrong. Here's what it is. There's a fear there. And you got to it right at the end. AB 109 with 419 people running around. Here he says they're armed. Well, I don't know if they are armed. But if they are, it is against the law for them to have a weapon. And if it's against the law for them to have a weapon, that's who you need to pick up. You don't need to pick up Linda, if Linda has a weapon, because Linda is not a felon. She's never been arrested. She just, you know, she runs through a red light occasionally, once every 20 years. She's not the one you need to worry about.
A Hollywood role.
A Hollywood role through the light.
I think that what the liberals have bought into is this mindset is if they take away firearms from all the law-abiding citizens, then they'll all magically disappear, and then the bad guys won't have firearms. And that is such a pipe dream. It's absolute. They can't keep heroin off the streets. How are you going to keep guns off the
streets? Didn't see this one in the mainstream media, but the Justice Department study said buybacks of weapons or any of these will not work unless, or even saying, oh, this is one's outlawed, unless you confiscate all weapons. That's what they said. The only way it's going to work, because there's so many weapons in this country, people, law-abiding citizens who have weapons, there's so many weapons here, the only way you're going to stop, you know, to stop any type of this, you know, gun violence is to confiscate all the weapons. Now, we're not even close to that, but there are people out there. You know, I asked this question. I'm a 30-year veteran of the Marine Corps. Clearances, top secret, code word clearances. You know, I've never been arrested. My kids have never been arrested. My grandkids have never been arrested. My wife's never been arrested. The people I hang around with, for the most part, I'm not sure about Bob, haven't been arrested. They're not felons. They're not like this. And after serving my country for 30 years, having a business, the whole thing, being a, you know, supporting our community, what difference does it make to you what weapon I have? What difference does it make how many rounds it holds? What difference does it make? Why do you care what I have, what I carry? Because what you should care about is a felon, is a criminal, is that. Not what a law-abiding citizen has. Why do you care? And then the thing about, well, why make a big thing out of all the rounds that the, all the cartridges that the government's buying? Well, we'll let Doug LaMalfa address that, but 1.6 billion? That's five for every man, woman, and child in America. And they're hollow points. And, you know, as somebody's pointed out, do you practice with those? It's very expensive. Now, I understand buying in quantity. I mean, everybody does that. But, you know, the question is, you know, why? Why so many? Have they done it before? And that's, you know, well, the congressman's going to address that. Again, I keep bringing it up, but, anyway, but the bottom line is not the fact that Linda has a weapon, I have a weapon, or Bad Bob has a weapon. The fact is that there's bad guys out on the street. They should not have weapons. There are people that are out there that should not have a weapon. Mentally ill. That background checks that they've done or laws they've already made, take care of that. How many more? Is it going to make a difference? No. But helping people that need help, psychiatric help, things like that. Yeah, that can help. Taking people, you know, looking at people who've been on mind-altering, behavioral altering drugs since they were 8 years old. You might want to take a good look at that, too. Anyway, all right, let's move on.
Well, I'm not sure before you started talking about bullets and the gun thing, I was telling you about how women in the, you know, studies are starting to see that there are more women working and stay-at-home dads. Well, I wanted to kind of elaborate on the subject a little bit, if I may, regarding another article that came out today, which is a new study, which is very interesting because this is just the power of going back into kind of where we were when we were tribal, when we were when it was back in the simple form of, you know, kind of cave styles. Was there styles in the cave? I don't even know why I said that. But the study goes like this. 40% of mothers start feeding their babies solid food before the recommended minimum age of 4 months old. And I think this is why what happens with the workforce is, you know, because mothers think their babies are old enough. They're starting to say the moms who gave babies formula were twice as likely as those who exclusively breastfed to start solid foods too early, and that this is breaking down the early immunity of children. Starts by 6 months old, they should still, if a mother can breastfeed, she should really try to keep that going for 6 months in order to build up the immunities. Then they're starting to, the health advisors are saying, oh, go ahead and put them on solid food. Well, now studies finding out, try not to give your infant solid food before 4 months old. And I think that that's a fascinating new study. And we're finding out more and more ways that we are going to – you have to wonder, why is there this increase in autism? Why is there this increase with children with obesity and so on and so forth? This could be back to the basics.
Well, it could be. And of course, it is. I mean, when you start talking, you know, and then you go back again into obesity where, oh, no, you can't drink a 32-ounce big gulp. Well, you know what? That's got, frankly, it's got nothing to do with it. what has to do with it is your children learning what to eat, what not to eat, and exercising. I know I hate to keep going back like we do, but you know, you look at the, you go to the Eagle Scout ceremony yesterday. And those people, you know, I mean, I didn't get any point that they were all couch potatoes.
No.
Those kids were in good shape and everything. But the fact is
articulate,
is that
if, clear.
Yeah. And, you know, does that, you're right. I think you're absolutely right, hon. It starts when they're a baby and being able to take care of them correctly and then raise them with a sense of responsibility in life and feed them correctly. And you're saying, oh, there's some people out there that can't. Well, you know what? With all the assistance that's out there to help people and new mothers and the families as far as food and all that, I think that it could be done. It may be not as well as somebody that's, that makes $100,000 a year, but I think that if you take a look at the studies that food is out there and it's able to do it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, here. And when we come back, hopefully Congressman Lamothe will be on the line. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Same-sex marriage, the center of two cases the Supreme Court will begin hearing this week. Today, the court's focus is affirmative action.
We're still waiting a decision to a challenge out of the University of Texas. The university uses race as one factor in admissions. The court announcing later this year it will broaden its examination and review a voter-approved Michigan law banning affirmative action at public universities. A ruling in the Texas case is expected before the summer recess.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. It's been confirmed that Saturday's winning Powerball ticket was bought at a liquor store in northern New Jersey. State Lottery Executive Carol Henninger says no one's come forward yet to claim the prize.
$338 million is going to reside in New Jersey, at least for a while.
It's the fourth biggest payout in Powerball history. The size of the jackpot spurred sales leading up to the drawing. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the Earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at NOVB.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great prices, great haircuts. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. Great place to get a haircut. Good people down there. All right. Our guest for this segment of the show is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Well, it's good. You know, I saw you Saturday night at Gun Owners of California that you were there.
Yeah, great event here. I was really impressed with the turnout. I guess it's partly there's nothing like having the best gun salesman of the decade and the president there helping motivate people to turn out, right?
Well, you know what? There was a I saw where there was a, you know, you had a front page story that you talked about, and then there was I think there was an editorial following that up that about maybe you spend too much time thinking about the Second Amendment. Can you do that?
Well, you know, we can multitask. We have a lot of great talent in my office, and you know, there's 435 members in the Congress and 232 Republican members. So we do tend to split up the work a little bit and think about more than one thing at one time. So
you can write more than one letter is what you're saying. Is that it?
Yeah. We do answer more than one email, and so we can think of a few different things, and so especially when these issues are in front of us with, you know, Senator Feinstein's working on that ban of guns that they think look scary, and, you know, so we have to think about that. And immigration's on the table, we have to think about that, and of course all the different angles on the fiscal issues with fiscal cliff just where I got there, and the budget that just... each house passed their version the other day, which, you know, I want to commend the senators over. That's the first one they've done in approximately 4 years, so I'm glad they decided to wake up and do their job. So, you know, it's looking up, but we do try to be, you know, somewhat nimble and do them more than one thing at a time, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, they didn't mention that part in the editorial that you can, you know. Anyway, but let's go back.
Well, you know, I mean, to drill down on it real quick, I mean, it's very concerning that you have federal entities buying up that much ammunition, and then, you know, they're going to... So we made the letter of inquiry. I consider it my job as an elected representative in a republic to take the voice of the people to their government and ask the questions that need to be asked. One of our important roles is as oversight. You know, people don't have time to go back there as individuals and quiz the Department of Homeland Security, nor would they even probably even let them in the door. So we're that conduit. And so, yeah, it's important to ask this question. Why are you guys buying all this 223 hollow point? Why do you need 1.6 million rounds for Social Security agents to go run around and check to see if my yours and my Social Security is being properly handled, you know? So it does make a concern. And so if the paper wants to say... and make fun of that, well, I just think it shows that they're out of touch with Northern California residents.
Okay. And speaking of the economy and the Senate passing a bill, did I see is that they there was like $3 billion, or was that the right term? $3 billion worth of tax increases in it.
Oh yeah, last week was a real gem here. Yeah. We had several budget bills up that came across our House floor here, and six different iterations of a federal budget, actually. So we had four that came from the House, and actually a fifth one, and one Senate document, but they were all brought by House members. So the various sizes of tax increases all offered in the Democrat versions, four different versions, were starting out with about a $1 trillion tax increase from the Senate version, a $1.2 trillion in the House version by Mr. Van Hollen of Maryland. Then we had the $2.8 trillion tax increase proposal from the Congressional Black Caucus and a $5.7 trillion budget that have in, contained in the Progressive Caucus of the House in their budget documents. So $5.7 trillion was the capper on that. And then the two Republican versions, one by the Republican Study Committee, which is a subgroup in the House Republicans, pretty ambitious, trying to move towards the balanced budget in 5 years. It got a lot of votes, but didn't quite get there. And then finally the Paul Ryan version, which is moving towards a balanced budget within a 10-year period, neither one of those two having had any new taxes put into them.
So it sounds like there's is there going to be some kind of meeting in the middle? I would hate to think they were going to, you know, raise taxes, you know, like $12 trillion, when we're already getting that through our Affordable Care bill.
Well, the Senate did put out their document finally the other day, which did contain, you know, again, the Senate bill was taken up by actually a Republican on the House side, so that at least there would have been a vote indication on it. And so there was a House Republican that did what looked like the Senate bill, and then the Senate actually passed their own the other day that did have those tax increases in it of about $1 trillion. So what you do have is two different versions that will now have to go meet in conference committee, you know, should the leadership choose to do it that way.
Right.
And so that'll mean, you know, a few members from each House, from each party, will take these two documents and see if there's a way to meld that. And so, it, you know, that's going to be tough. Because, you know, one side wants to continue the direction of spending, and, you know, none of the versions in the House by the Democrats or the Senate version even talk about a balanced budget. They so for as far as the eye can see, there's not an attempt to work a plan that balances a budget. It's deficits forever. And we're still waiting for the president's plan. His is going to be probably 45, 60 days late by the time they put one out of the White House there, which traditionally they've always offered one as well that, you know.
Well, the president's plan, I think this year wasn't it voted down 99-0?
Yeah, the last go round. Yeah.
In the Senate?
I would have thought some of his own mates in that party would have, supported it a bit. But,
yeah. I mean, it was 99-0. Not even a Democrat could support it. So.
Well, the Senate Democrats have been skating along a long time without having to show their hand as to what their priorities are. And so earlier this year when we did the no budget, no pay piece of legislation that kind of smoked them out on it, and you know, just a couple days later you had Chuck Schumer and the gang all saying, oh, yeah, we meant to do a budget. We're going to do one. And so now now they've done one. Now we see what they're about. Yeah. And it's about not balancing the budget ever, and it's about on the heels of $660 billion in new taxes over time that were done in the fiscal cliff debacle at the end of the year, you know, we feel like, okay, you guys, by default, you got your tax increases. Now we've seen that's not enough. And this morning in my driving, I took my daughter to school here, and I still see driving around an awful lot of federal and state vehicles that don't seem to be affected by this sequester disaster.
Yeah.
We had here the other day, and you know, I even see the same department passing each other in opposite directions on the same road here, so I'm not feeling like that there's nearly as much of a sequester problem, other than they're using it as leverage to punish us that say we're not sending any more of our tax money.
Okay, Congressman, we need to take a quick break here, and since we come back, we have some questions that have come in through the chat room concerning the economy in the North State, anything that's impacting on that that you've seen, and also if you support any part of Feinstein's proposed gun legislation, and if so, what. But that'll be as soon as we get back from our break. Carl on the
okay.
Bot. KCNR 1460, our guest today, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We'll be right back.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret body work and large vehicles estimate.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebot. Community Talk Radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Full service, competitive price, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Good people out there doing good work. 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Our guest today is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Welcome back, Congressman.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. The question was, is there anything specifically working its way through Congress that could have an impact on the job situation up here in Northern California?
I'm always concerned that legislation moving through is going to be a negative impact on jobs.
Well,
but,
one way or the other.
The House Republicans have advanced in the term before I got there several positive jobs bills, like there was a package of like 19 different ones that none of them would be touched in the Senate. There was a piece of legislation we passed the other day called the Skills Act, which would basically help with the process of people accessing different types of job training and educational opportunities here. Right now, as it is, there's dozens of different little pots of money and programs that what we're looking for is to make it where it's streamlined. There's an efficiency to it, and people can actually find it better by not having to look in so many nooks and crannies for where these opportunities are. So that is, again, with job training and education for a lot of it at the junior college level. So that's an opportunities bill there, and it's going to streamline that process. So I think that was a good small step towards that, but there's a lot of opposition over that as well. So the government thinks it's supposed to be providing all the jobs, I guess, and we see that how well that works out. I mean, there was just a thing on Anderson Cooper this morning about how high-speed rail is not high speed, for example, and that's supposed to be the biggest jobs boon ever for California. Well, it isn't.
No, I think that's going to be a big problem. The veterans, there are return veterans. There's going to be thousands of our service people leaving the armed forces here due to service cuts and all that. And the unemployment for veterans is extremely high. Is there anything working its way through Congress to help out there?
Yes. My good pal, Congressman Jeff Denham from down in the valley, he's on the Veterans Committee there, and he's advancing some veterans employment opportunity legislation as well that will be a very positive to step an opportunity for them as well. So we're supporting that legislation, and so, you know, people are acknowledging and taking into account that, yes, there is this returning pool of veterans that are going to probably need, you know, a direction to help get them where they need to be on employment. So it gives a little more emphasis on, hey, you know what, we need to honor these guys and ladies and get them some opportunities that maybe might be thwarted as they come home.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest thing you're going to be working on, Congressman? I mean, in your mind, and that you as an individual congressman are going to be working on here in the next 6 months?
Well, I think the thing that still eclipses everything is getting the fiscal direction settled this year, you know? And so again, it's just been one thing after another with the fiscal cliff where I got there, debt ceiling, sequester, continuing resolutions, and now the budgets are voted out. Now those budgets go to conference. So being a part of the process there to make sure that there's the right things included in it and the right things excluded in it. But it's setting a course for long term. I mean, that really is the biggest, most important thing we do right now, because the giant sucking sound of the government spending everything and taxing everything because it has to fulfill its own needs. What that really means is that it victimizes the people that are productive out there, because government is always looking for new ways to hit them with fees and fines and new permits and new taxes and all this. And it happens. I mean, this isn't just talking points. This is really happens. You talk to anybody in business, they're pulling out. This Obamacare situation, I don't call it Obamacare. I call it the Obama healthcare takeover. This is having real, real negative effects on that. And so our continuing resolutions the other day here that we passed, they're all whining about that because it didn't give them the billions of dollars they wanted to get Obamacare going. Said, no, we're not going to do that, because this is going to hurt the businesses, it's going to hurt the people, and it gives them less choices. They, you know, some, they might have a little more insurance, but they're going to have a heck of a lot less doctors, healthcare providers. They're pulling out. They're not providing the same kind of service. Or if they are sticking around, they're getting rid of their private practices and going to work for someone else. And a lot of them checking out. We have a shortage of new people coming into the medical industry here. So, yeah, you're going to get what you asked for with this healthcare rationing that the health plan is. So we're working on that. And more of a local issue, it'll be things like timber harvest and such as that.
Okay. I've got to take another quick break. And then I do have this question about the support of any support of parts of the Feinstein bill.
No part.
Oh, okay. Is that your answer then? You don't support any part of the Dianne Feinstein?
No, that's easy.
any of her bill, you don't support it. Okay. So it says supports parts of the Senate gun legislation. So I'm not sure if that meant the gun legislation itself, period, all of it, or just Feinstein's.
There's plenty of laws governing everything to do with guns, but we'll wait for your break and we'll go into that.
All right. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
No, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642.
Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew here on our last minutes. On KCNR, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your best selection for coffee beans in the North State and the grandest walk-in humidor of all time. Don't miss it. Go today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Okay, our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and Congressman, the question was, is there any parts of the gun control legislation that you are supporting out of the Senate?
If you compare how well the gun control is working in Chicago and Washington, D.C., and other places like that, you probably would have a greater effect by having less gun control in those areas. And so why would we foist that around upon the rest of the country? So, no, the Feinstein bill looks like it's dead in the Senate. It isn't even going to make it over to our side, so I can cast my no vote. And that's a good thing because we don't really need to have legs and stay in the story anymore.
Yeah.
The portion that would talk about the size of the magazines, you know, for 30 round, 10 round, whatever, that doesn't look like it has any more momentum either. The stuff that they might be able to move along might more have to do with the background checks and the gun shows and all that, but I just don't see any sentiment in our conference here for any of that stuff because there's already many laws affecting, you know, people's criminal activity in using guns, and so if those are properly enforced and there's a disincentive, unlike here in the state of California where they're releasing criminals under AB 109, I'm sure Jim talked about that earlier, that, we'd be much better off. So, again, if a person is going to do criminal acts, he or she is going to obtain the type of weapon they want that's already out there on the street or across the border or whatever. So all you're doing is limiting the rights of free people with these laws. And we know it's all about ultimately taking the Second Amendment rights of everybody away anyhow. It isn't somehow about
the law-abiding people. Okay.
There's no safety that can be guaranteed by government. That's what you have to grasp.
We have a caller on that we want to bring on. He has something about an editorial in the Wall Street Journal. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Hi. Could you comment on Peggy Noonan's editorial in the Wall Street Journal on Iraq? You can read it online, and you don't have to pay. But
how old is that editorial, David?
It's still on the Wall Street Journal website today. It ran on Friday.
Okay. I read her stuff fairly often, so I hadn't seen that.
What was the gist of it, David? Quickly, because we have to run here.
The war in Iraq half killed the Republican Party. We will never win again until we can convince the American people, especially women, that we will not do it again.
Okay, good question, Congressman.
So they're looking for a guarantee we'll never be in a war.
Well, that I
no,
think,
a war like Iraq.
A war like Iraq.
Well,
thanks, David.
Yeah, that's not easy to answer in 30 seconds here, but Iraq had different interpretations of what it was about. But ultimately, we shouldn't decide wars based on what the political outcome of the next election is going to be. It has to be based on the security of our nation, or even in some cases of our neighbors, or what keeps us strong. And so I can't
I can't
say that we should worry about elections and how we assert ourselves. And go ahead,
right.
Carl.
No, I was going to say we're getting ready to run out of time, but that's, you know, you can't give an answer to that. You know, you can try to say, hey, we're not going to ever have a war, but we do. So it doesn't mean that it was wrong to do it. Anyway, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, thank you so much
thank
for being
you,
on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Look forward to talking to you.
And you're going
to
be down at the Tea Party this tonight at 6 o'clock. So,
yeah, they'll be there at 6 o'clock, and so I look forward to seeing everybody. So come on by.
You bet. All right, thanks a lot, Congressman. All right, just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Just added to the melting pot.
It is an honor to be among the first to greet some of my fellow citizens.
President Obama, after swearing in new Americans and again pushing immigration reform. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president, along with Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, helped 28 people become American citizens in the White House East Room. They represent 26 different countries and 13 did service in the U.S. military. This ceremony comes as the president prepares to fire up his drive to pass comprehensive immigration reform to deal with illegal immigrants.
After avoiding the problem for years, the time has come to fix it once and for all.
Immigration reform talks in the Senate were making progress, but they recently became hung up by union demands for wage protections under proposals that would allow visas for low-skilled workers. Dave?
Mike, already considering whether race can be a factor in college admissions in Texas, the Supreme Court decides it'll hear a challenge to affirmative action in Michigan colleges. John Kerry is where we're still at war, Afghanistan.